It's been going on for a long time, the demoralization of this country. You cannot conquer a noble people. They have to destroy your nobility, and you have to get it back somehow. But it's not so easy, because you're caught up in a maze of excuses and reactions, conditioning, and you don't know how to deal with your conditioning, because there's something about when those memories of your past failures come back for review, for correction. That's what they come back for. They come back to be resolved. You can't find God until you've resolved.
That's really key right there.
That's
because
the key.
For a while, I thought they were coming back to haunt me.
They are, but that's why that's what it makes you think.
There you go.
It becomes, see? It torments you. And it torments you because it's not you thinking. It's thinking through you. See, that's the thing. So it thinks through you and makes you think just what you said. See? And makes you struggle. You got to beat this thing. It lies.
Or you got to run away from all that stuff, and you got to get into to the demoralized state again.
That's right. You have to go to drinking or to run out of the room. That's why it's so hard to sit still in a room. There's a philosopher. I can't remember his name.
Pascal or something.
Pascal.
Like that.
Yeah, you know, because I quoted it before. Pascal. Sure. Blaise Pascal. And he says, "I perceive that all the troubles in the world come from a man not being able to sit still in a room." And the Bible says, "Be still and know I am God."